Live from downtown San Francisco, it's Sports Overnight America.
No regrets. That's my motto. That and everybody Wing Chun tonight.
Sports Overnight America with Matt Kolsky.
When people hear me describing it over the radio, they are going to remember that AM radio is a viable and modern source for news and entertainment.
Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529.
I used to be number one in this town, but people don't listen to AM like they used to. Seems like it's more about FM and color TV.
That's stupid.
It sure is, Kevin.
He's the voice of America. Fair, balanced, and unbiased. It's your host, Matt Kolsky.
Are you trying to make me look stupid in front of the other guests?
Don't need any help from me, sir.
That's right.
Hour number one, right now.
This is the one that brings us back. Soon, AM radio will reign king once more.
They wanna get my gold on the
scene. Hello, and welcome in to the Oscar night special version of Sports Overnight America. It is Sunday night. Matt Kolsky here with you, Jerry Burke as well.
Most commonly heard sentence at the Academy Awards this year.
I don't know, what was it?
What are you doing here, Mr. Cruz? Remember last year, my old drinking buddy won an Academy Award, Melissa Leo.
Yeah, nobody believes that story.
Well, it's not like we were best friends. She lived around the corner from me in Baltimore when Homicide in the Streets was being filmed. And a bunch of us used to go drinking. I was in the media. So, you know. Mm-hmm. Not like we hung out together. We used to go drinking from time to time.
Uh-huh. Whatever you say, Jerry.
Got some great news for you, Kolsky.
Oh, yeah?
The over-unders and win totals are out for Major League Baseball for the 2014 season.
Ooh, exciting.
And, of course, you having lost last year, I mean, in a big-time fashion.
Enough already with that.
You get to pick first, but there are three teams that are, there are three teams that are off the board. You are not allowed.
Three teams? I thought just two.
I'm taking three off. It's my name on the marquee for 6 days a week, so it's my call on this one.
All right, fine. We'll let you have your call. We'll do that next. We also got some, we got lots of good stuff going on tonight, quite frankly. It's going to be an exciting night. Sunday night edition, Sports Overnight America.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Doc Ellis pitched a no-hitter on LSD. Those who've taken LSD, tell the others how hard that might be.
Sports Overnight America, Sunday night edition. Jerry, how hard might that be?
I can tell you it's not easy playing right field under the influence.
Jerry, I didn't know you guys. I didn't know you guys had access to that sort of stuff when you were playing with the Army baseball team.
Hell, I did it in college once. Ooh, that was amazing. We thought we were being rained out. We forgot, failed to realize that the University of Minnesota played in the Metrodome.
that sounds like a trip, if you know what I mean.
It was. Don't even get me started. I looked like. Let's put it this way: every time a fly ball went up, I looked like I was doing the Nutcracker Suite trying to catch the damn thing.
I bet you did. Well, a lot we want to get to tonight, including our baseball bet.
Well, like I say, we still got a couple of weeks here. But by the way, happy National, no joke, National Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month. I swear to God.
Well, guinea pigs need your help.
Yeah, especially the rescued ones, of course. Yes, of course, baseball season coming up, opening day. It's going to be down in Australia. But we'll just say at the end of the month, we're going to be once again kicking off the Major League Baseball season with your defending World Series champion Boston Red Sox leading the way.
Shut up already about the Red Sox. Nobody cares.
And for those of you who do not know, basically what we do on this show is look, anyone can pick a winner. We don't even aim for mediocrity here. We aim for suckage. Yeah. Now, last year, Matt Kolsky took the Boston Red Sox to have the worst team in Major League Baseball. Of course, as you know, the Boston Red Sox did fairly well for themselves.
That really misrepresents it. I had limited options.
You could have taken the Mets or Philadelphia.
Stop bringing up the Mets and Philadelphia.
But being the fact that Mr. Kolsky, let's put it this way. Marco D'Angelo, the professional gambler
made a bad choice.
Hey, 2 years in a row, he took Arizona, and I think, I forget the other one, he took 2 straight years, they went to the playoffs. There are three teams I have. They're off the board right now. They're not even. The Miami Marlins at 68 wins. The Chicago Cubs at 68.5. And the Houston Astros at 63.5.
You took the Cubs off the board?
Yes. Now, there is one team that.
I was going to take the Cubs.
Well, there is one American League team that's sniffing that area of suckage that you have mentioned from time to time. They're in the AL Central. There's your hint.
It's not the Twins, is it?
The Twinkies at 71.5 are the next worst.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're probably my best look.
Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you something right now. But by the way, for your divisional odds, we won't go through all the over-unders for all the teams, but your divisional odds to win the division. Right now, we're going to begin in the National League. The National League East, this is, of course, is in Las Vegas right now. In the NL East, it's Atlanta and Washington are at even odds to win the division. Check out the NL Central. The St. Louis Cardinals are 10-17 to win the AL Central. You got to put up $10 or $17 just to win 10.
That's not a good bet.
No, the NL West, the Dodgers at 1-3. In the American League, the West. Now, the West is the tightest. Oakland's at 8-5. Texas 9-4. Angels 9-5.
Wait a second. Hold on. Let's take a step back. Didn't Pittsburgh win that division?
Yep. And Pittsburgh, I believe, they are at 8-1 this year.
Oh, man, that's a good bet.
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't mind taking that one myself. In the AL Central, Detroit at 1-3. And in the AL East, it is even between the Red Sox and Tampa at 7-4 to win their divisions. Now, you want to take the Twinkies, if I'm not mistaken, you said.
I think so. But you said I have time to decide.
You have time to decide. I'm just going to let you know right now, as we said, we're going to go by the over-under as of today. I grabbed them, today being March 2nd. The Twinkies are at 71.5. If you were going to be a betting man, who do you think has the highest total for over-under for the 2014 season?
Oh, boy.
Would you like
the Los Angeles Dodgers?
That would be correct, sir. The L.A. Dodgers at 93.5. Coming in second, I believe, are the St. Louis Cardinals at 91.5. And Detroit, yeah, Detroit's only at 89.5. Yeah, so
Detroit is the number one AL team.
Detroit is the number one at 89.5. Yes, they are. The A's are at 89 even. Both Tampa and Boston are at 87.5.
Interesting.
As are the National League, Washington Nationals, yes. But, yeah, the Yankees are at 85 despite all
those numbers sound low to you?
They do sound a little bit low to me. There's one that I saw, and I'm going to add
– numbers in particular. I mean, someone's got to win games.
Yeah, I'm going to add a little codicil to our little game here, and we'll do this sometime before the end of the month. Everyone gets to pick one team, two teams actually, and you get to pick a team, and you have to take the over. And the person who has the most wins over the team that they picked, they win that bet. And there's also an under bet. In other words, you take a team you think it's going to be under. For example, I'm just going to throw a team out there.
You're adding these to the original bet.
Yes, I'm just going to throw a team out there. Seattle is at 80.5. Let's just say you take the over on Seattle.
See, because I had no such benefit last year in my bet.
Right. This is the fifth year we're running. We've been doing this game.
All right.
Okay. So it's not cast in stone yet, but you're leaning Twinkies is what you're telling me.
Leaning that way.
Yeah, but the Mets are only at 73.5.
The Mets are bad.
The one that I'm taking, I mean, if I, for over under, Kansas City is at 79.5. I would take the over on that in a second.
And Baltimore against ever taking the over on Kansas City.
Baltimore is at 78.
That I might be interested in the over, but I would tell you that the over for the Kansas City Royals is always a sucker bet.
Sooner or later, it's got to come true.
That's how you know it's a sucker bet, when you say things like that.
Yes, it definitely is. Happy March to you, Mr. Kolsky. I missed you.
And a happy March to you. I already missed Black History Month, but that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, it's same as it ever was. By the way, good news coming up here on March 12th, which I believe will be a week Tuesday. Our favorite 6'3" left-hander from San Rafael will be in town. So we're going to go
really?
Out. We're going to go out and have some drinks and a bite to eat. Sound good?
All right. Yeah, keep me informed.
I definitely will.
Okay.
I most definitely will.
Okay, Jerry. I'll trust you. I'll trust you in that respect. We are starting to get into the baseball season, which is far too long now. I mean, they never ever stop now.
No.
It seems like it's almost like football. But putting that aside, maybe I'm overstating this. I don't want to compare it to other years necessarily, but I think there's actually a lot of a high number relative to usual, or at least an intriguing number of big-name prospects coming in from other places. Headlined, of course, by the kid Masahiro Tanaka for the Yankees.
Who evidently had a good showing in his debut for the Evil Empire on Sunday.
Yeah, I watched that. He showed some stuff, and he's apparently got six pitches. That should be fun to monitor.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the kid on the White Sox, Jose Abreu, the hitter.
Yep.
Supposed to be.
By the way, your White Sox are at 77, just in case you're curious.
Yeah. I think I'd take the over on them, actually.
Not by much, though. Not by much.
I think they could be a solid 500 team this year.
Like I said, and, that's not by much.
Well, they'll do it by the Kansas City Royals going under, because once again, the Kansas City Royals are a sucker bet.
Yes, they are. I'm going to be in Kansas. By the way, I'm going to be in Kansas City in September.
Really? Showtime.
I'm going to see the Red Sox are playing there last week. I believe the second to last week in September I'll be out there. As a matter of fact, the people at Gates Barbecue, I guess that's one of the big deals out in Kansas City, we're working up something right now where they get to shamelessly plug themselves here a couple times a week. And when I go out to Kansas City, I get to eat as much as I want for free there. So that's not a bad deal.
Oh, heck no.
Hell no.
That sounds like a great deal.
And I'm going to be in Memphis at the end of this month. So I'm going to be doing some ribs this year.
What?
Yeah.
What are you doing in Memphis, Jerry?
I am going to, believe it or not, I'm going to be seeing my mother.
Your mom's in Memphis?
Well, no. Every couple of years, my mother and I, she'll say, let's meet somewhere, and we'll try to come up with a place where at least one of us had never been before. Now, she wanted to go to Nashville, but I had been to Nashville a couple of times, as has she, but she has never been to Memphis. Now, I'll be honest with you. For the most part, Memphis is a dump, but
Beale Street.
Beale Street, fantastic, as is Mud Island's pretty cool. And the Mississippi Delta, all the Jew joints, and the, you know, it's not that far from there. But I've been to Memphis 3-4 times, something like that. I've never been to Graceland. And I've always wanted to go. So I'm meeting
You're going to make it to Graceland?
I'm making a pilgrimage to Graceland, to Beale Street. And I'm also...
Memphis, Tennessee.
You betcha. And I'm going to be heading there.
Poor boys, pilgrims, families. We're all going to Graceland.
Exactly. And I'm going to go to the Beale Street Cafe and have jambalaya. I'm going to go to Silky O'Sullivan and see some blues. I'm going to have me some fun on Beale Street.
All right. Take us some pictures, Jerry.
Oh, I definitely will. I know Memphis is a cool town. It's a dump primarily, but the Beale Street's fantastic.
I don't know why you need to crap on Memphis so much. I quite enjoy Memphis.
I have a great time every time I go there, but I know where not to go. Let's put it that way.
I got a trip to New Orleans planned. Speaking of places in the southern half of the United States where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, that's in April. Going to Jazz Fest. Going to get me a little Jazz Fest.
Nice. Nah, you know, if you're going to do jazz, you can do a lot worse than New Orleans.
That's the truth. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Take your phone calls, 1-800-878-7529.
Happy. Adopt a rescued guinea pig month.
Stop it with that.
It's true.
I don't care.
Oh, St. Patrick's
Day. I had guinea pigs as a child. I still don't care.
By the way, man, St. Patrick's Day with Bill Lee. I just realized that. Ooh.
That sounds like serious danger. Jerry, survive that for us, will you?
It sounds like something we should leave a trail of breadcrumbs.
Oh, God. I expect it'll be more like a trail of broken dreams and alcohol bottles.
That's us.
Yep. We'll come back. Phone calls, 1-800-878-7529. You can tweet me at the Kolsky, K-O-L-S-K-Y. The is spelled just how it sounds. That's on Twitter. And some basketball talk as well coming up on Sports Overnight America.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client right immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I'd like to sing an autobiographical song someone wrote for me. You toss aside like
a leaves. Wait a second. Sports Overnight America, Sunday Night Edition. Matt Kolsky.
You like that, huh?
Jerry Burke as well. That doesn't make sense. Who is that?
Michael Davis.
Oh, the great Michael Davis.
Who I introduced
the other day.
Yeah, Friday night. I introduced him at the Absinthe and Old Lace get-together with Paul Nathan here in San Francisco.
How'd that go?
Oh, that was so much fun.
Arsenic and Old Lace?
No, well, yes, I know that's the movie, of course, with Cary Grant and Peter Lorre.
It's a great movie.
Ray Mass. Based on a play, actually, where Boris Karloff actually played Raymond Massey's part on Broadway. They wouldn't let him out of the... That's why there was an inside joke where they said he looks like Boris Karloff. It was an inside joke because they would not let Karloff out of... whose real name was William Henry Pratt. They would not let him out of his contract off Broadway to star in the movie.
Boris.
William Henry Pratt was his real name. Actually.
Boris.
And he was also the voice of the Grinch in The Grinch That Stole Christmas, for those of you
who knew.
I did.
Yeah, that's a good
And Tony the Tiger sang the song. I told you that. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch. That makes sense.
Thurl Ravenscroft.
Mr. Grinch.
I told you that
Am
story.
Am I right? Yes. Hey.
You're a mean one. I told you the story how I met him, right?
No, and we're not going
to
do
we'll
it
get
now
to that.
Either.
We'll get to that later.
We're going to go
later.
To the phone lines, 1-800-878-75.
Intellectual portion of our program, ladies and gentlemen.
Glad you're saying that again. Just kidding. Hey, Christian in Galveston, Texas, what's going on?
Nothing much, Kolsky and Jerry. I'm just trying to get rid of 3 hours of boring award show out of my head.
So why did you
watch
it?
I like the Oscars. I get a kick out of Ellen. I'll say it.
I like Ellen DeGeneres.
I find
she's from New Orleans. You should look her up when you're down there.
Really? She lives there?
Yeah, she still has a place there, sure.
I understand that y'all like the Oscars.
Wait, hold on, Christian. While you're down there, that's where Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie live. Go try to find them while you're there.
New Orleans?
Yeah, they live in New Orleans, sure.
Right. I didn't know that. Yeah. Sounds like they should have just held the Oscars in New Orleans. Am I right, Jerry?
John Larroquette, he lives there too.
I don't care about John Larroquette. You just told me Brad and Angelina live there. Come on.
You have a better chance of
priorities,
meeting.
Jerry. Priorities.
You have a better chance of meeting John Larroquette.
You make an interesting
and he
point.
Doesn't drink. And he doesn't drink anymore. So what fun would that be? Anyway, Christian, what's on your mind, pal?
Well, other than talking about 3 hours of boring award show, I was wanting to talk about spring training just starting up, and I have to ask. ASK.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Other than the Yankees, you know, winding up their new ace, Masahiro Tanaka, what do you see in the rest of the American League's power teams? You know, the defending world champion Red Sox, the Rangers, the Angels.
You know what, Chris, I'm glad. You know what, Kolsky, actually, I was looking at everything. Boy, the AL West is going to be fun this year. I mean, you got three good teams there. I mean, you got Oakland, Texas, and the Angels. I mean, again, the Angels, I think that's going to be – I'm just looking at the Vegas over-unders. Oakland's at 89 wins. They got Texas at 86.5 and the Angels at 87.5. I mean, you're talking about 2.5 games separate, according to Vegas. Now, 2.5 games separating three teams. That's going to be a fun, fun division.
Yeah, I mean, that
and Seattle. And Seattle's at 80. I mean, Seattle could very easily be a 500 team this year.
That division has been interesting for a number of years. Seattle's a little bit better. I don't think they're better enough to really compete, but they're a little bit better. And the Angels, you know, haven't really been able to put it together.
I mean, Josh Hamilton. You think Josh Hamilton's going to hit 232 again? Come on.
Well, he's already got an injury to start spring training. Well, I mean, it's an inauspicious beginning, but. True. No, I think you would hope he does better, obviously, baseball fans and particularly Angels fans. But Albert Pujols is, I don't think, going to get better. I think he is becoming a different player in his older age.
Sure.
And Hamilton has been an injury-prone guy who's been not entirely reliable. So we'll see with the Angels. But I do think that's an interesting division. I mean, Look, everybody slept on the Red Sox an awful lot last
year. Everybody did. Even I did. I'm not going to
lie. They haven't lost a ton. They're a team that I think still scares you for all the reasons that they were able to win the World Series title last year. Mm-hmm. And I would not, you know, I certainly think I favor them and Tampa over the Yankees
now. The Yankees,
although Tanaka is the big story, the Yankees the entirety of their team.
They may be putting up arguably the worst defensive team I think I can remember in ages.
Not a good defensive team. They're very old.
They're not that. Everyone said, Derek Jeter, what a great shortstop. Derek Jeter was a great ball. Derek Jeter was never a great shortstop.
He's never great, and now his range is very, very, very limited. I mean, he covers very little ground, and he's, you know, they've got troubles.
Yeah.
They've got troubles in the hitting and the pitching. Look, Sabathia is good and Tanaka is good, the pitching should be okay.
What are you going to do, actually? What are you doing 3, 4, and 5? Okay, 3, you know, who's maybe? Okay, 4, and
Von Nova has been pretty good. They got some arms.
Okay, all right. But you know what the problem, I think the problem with the Yankees, and everyone says, the Yankees are back. Yeah, the Yankees are back because spending the way the Yankees spend. The one thing I think they did, and I just think that, look, I love Jacoby Ellsbury. I remember when they brought him up in a September call-up in
07. Big signing.
Jacoby Ellsbury.
And that improves the defense as well.
Well, here's the rub. Jacoby Ellsbury has what I call Freddie Lynn syndrome. He has a tendency to run into things. You know, Fred Lynn in his whole career only played over 150 games once. Ellsbury's starting to get that reputation. Not that he gets hurt easy. He plays
because he's going to hurt himself because he's playing.
Because he plays so damn hard.
Aaron Rowland is another guy.
Exactly. I mean, these are like Pete Reiser syndrome. It's the reason there's a warning track is because Pete Reiser used to run into. He had given the last rights on the field once, and that's Ellsbury has that same way he plays. I love the way he plays the game, but all that money if Kobe Ellsbury plays 130 games this year for the Yankees, I'll be surprised because he's going to get hurt, and not because he's injury prone. He just plays that hard.
Yeah, we'll see. But I wouldn't be as worried about the Yankees as I am about a number of other teams in the AL. I mean, Detroit certainly still has that pitching staff that terrifies you. Still has the best hitter in the game.
Yeah, but they're also arguably have no bench. They have no depth. If they lose one or two people out of their starting eight for any length of time, they really don't have much of a bench. They really don't. That could hurt them. I mean, they can always go out and get somebody. I know, but that's the one. I was talking to Marco D'Angelo about this. That's the one bugaboo about the Detroit Tigers. Starting eight, fantastic, lights out, great pitching staff. But they are.
I really like the Ian Kinsler pickup.
Yep, I do too.
I think he's a heck of a player, underrated. Austin Jackson is very capable. Torrey Hunter can still play. Yep. You know, Victor Martinez, if he returns to form as your DH, is a nice little
swing hitter. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so they still hit the crap out of the ball, and they still got a rotation that can compete with most.
Right.
You know, the top three of Verlander, Scherzer, Sanchez is phenomenal.
Right.
They also finally have a closer with Joe Nathan.
Which, if they had one last year, they were a better ball club than the Boston Red Sox. They would have won. If they had a closer, they would have won that series last year. They would have.
That's a possibility. So there are 4, 5, 6 teams I would go to before I got to the Yankees is all I'm saying. What else you got, Christian?
Oh, nothing. I just want to say real quick that other than me picking the Cubs for my mediocre team.
Nope, they're off the board. They're off the board, Christian. You cannot pick the Cubs.
The Astros are too.
Astros, Cubs, and Miami are off the board.
Well, in that case, I'm getting...
You're not getting first pick.
You're not getting first pick. You have to wait until Kolsky makes his official pick sometime between now and the end of the month.
Okay. But if he doesn't get the Indians or the Brewers.
Quit giving away your picks, Christian.
Indians are at 80 wins. Brewers are at 79.5.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'll wait till Kolsky.
Yeah, take your time, Christian.
Take your time with this one, Christian.
Take your time. Sit and think about it for a while. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Christian.
All right, dude. Bye.
Christian to Galveston, Texas.
1-800-878-7529. Sirius and XM Channel 92 Sports Over Night America. Tis the Matt Kolsky Show. Hey, Matt.
That's great professional radio work by you, Jerry.
Excellent professional radio. That's because, I'm not doing vodka tonight.
Re-intro what?
No, we got bullet bourbon.
Oh, you had me.
I had you. I had you. Hey, I know you want to talk some hoops. I would like to talk some hoops too when we come back. But
before we get to that,
yes, sir.
I want to do just because because Christian brought up baseball. Did you see what Robinson Cano said today
In reference to them asking him what he thinks they need to help balance things out in Seattle?
Yeah. He said, "I think we need another bat."
Yes. You wouldn't have to league, man.
10 years, $240 million he got from this team.
Uh-huh.
And he said, let me read this quote from Robinson Cano. It's incredible. Quote, "I'm not going to lie. We need an extra bat.
Someone to protect me.
Especially a right-handed bat. We have many left-handed hitters. We need at least one more righty." And then he goes on to say, he thinks they should sign Kendrys Morales.
What?
And then he goes on to say he also thinks it wouldn't be so bad if they signed Ervin Santana because they could use another pitcher too. Hey, Robinson Cano, I don't know if maybe they just didn't include this part in the quote, but I didn't hear him volunteer to use any of that $240
million. I was
going to
say, are you going to pay him out of your wallet?
Seriously. I think we need an extra bat. Thanks, bro. Thanks a lot for that.
Master of the obvious strikes again.
Robinson Cano of your Seattle Mariners. We'll come back. We'll get into a little bit of hoop here. Jerry Burke, I'm Matt Kolsky. It is Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline and Sirius XM Channel 92.
Hey, developers, are your apps breaking? Users complaining? People freaking out? New Relic can help.
You can?
We can. New Relic is the easiest way for software developers to build faster, better performing web and mobile apps.
Is it complicated and pricey?
Nope. It only takes 5 minutes to get up and running. Start getting code-level visibility into users using your apps in real time. See bottlenecks, spot bugs, and fix problems fast before they ever affect the people using your app. Plus, New Relic is free.
I'm in love.
Go to newrelic.com/radio in the next 5 minutes, and we'll send you a free T-shirt and give you 30 days of New Relic Pro for free. That's newrelic.com/radio right now for the shirt and the Pro monitoring tools. newrelic.com/radio.
Attention, active duty National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Chicka.
We hope to perform slightly better with the critics than that.
You know, you just can't go wrong with Statler and Waldorf. I cannot believe. I cannot believe. I could have sworn I told you the Tony the Tiger story.
All right. You want to tell the story? Tell us the story.
Okay. So I'm with, by the way, Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92, 1-800-878-7529. Matt Kolsky Show. I'm Jerry Burke. How you doing? So I'm with CBS News in New York. This was Christmas 1996, and we were having our Christmas party. And it was at this hotel in Fort Lee, New Jersey. Fort Lee is the first town once you cross the George Washington Bridge when you go into New Jersey. I don't remember the name of the hotel, but on the top floor it has this big rotunda thing where it's just this panoramic window that goes all the way around. You can see New York and Jersey, and yeah, it's beautiful. Cold, miserable, cold, and I'm, you know, I'd only been there a couple of months at this point. Really didn't even know everybody yet. Didn't really care to either, and I don't think they wanted to know me. But they had this big, an oyster pyramid. The thing had to be like 7 feet high. If you've ever seen an oyster pyramid, and
hold on.
Yeah,
an oyster pyramid.
Yeah, it was a pyramid made out of oysters. I mean, like,
oh my god.
Yeah. Okay.
So Jerry, that sounds like heaven.
It was heaven.
Are you telling me you went to a party in heaven?
Basically, well, it was New Jersey. It was close.
It doesn't sound like heaven anymore.
It doesn't. I haven't had a martini. I'm over there and I'm loading up on oysters. You know, being from New England, I was weaned on oysters. And there was this gentleman. I would say he looked like he was in his 70s. A little shorter than we are. Shock of white hair, a mustache, had on this beautiful pewter, and it was a silk suit, Rolex, diamonds on his fingers.
It was the most interesting man in the world.
Damn near. I mean, this guy's idle chat has dictated foreign policy. But in any event, I'm standing there, and I looked at him, and I said, oh, Merry Christmas. And he said, Merry Christmas. And I just kind of looked at him. I'm like, why does that sound familiar? Whatever. I mean, I've been thinking I've been drinking too much. Right? I was drinking. A couple minutes later, maybe about half an hour later, I'm getting another drink, and he's standing. He walks up behind me, taps me on the shoulder. He says, well, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing fine. He goes, my name's Thurl Ravenscroft. And I said, I'm Jerry Burke. Pleasure to meet you. And he goes, good to meet you, too. Happy holidays.
His name's what?
Thurl Ravenscroft.
That's his real name?
That's his real name. So I'm like,
Thurl Ravenscroft.
Yeah, he just passed away a couple of years ago. So
that's incredible.
So I'm, and all of a sudden he's talking to somebody a couple of feet away, maybe about 10 minutes later. And I guess they said something. He started laughing and goes, that's great. I said, holy death bomb. That's Tony the freaking Tiger. Now I'm figuring. So I walked up very politely. I walked up to him and I said, excuse me, Mr. Ravenscroft. He said, Thurl. I said, God, whoever you are. I said, can I ask you a question? He said, yes. I said, are you Tony the Tiger? He went, uh-huh. And that's his real, for the record, that was his real voice, the Tony the Tiger. There was no compression.
Not putting on a goofy voice.
Nothing. Tony the Tiger, that was his real voice. You can actually go on YouTube, you see interviews with him. It's scary almost. So now the more I'm drinking, I was going up to him and saying, can you say it again? Finally it got to the point, and he was never batted an eyelash. You know, they're great. And finally I go, and this is before cell phones, I called my mother. I said, Mr. Ravenscroft, come here. He's talking to my mother like Tony the Tiger. And finally, maybe after about an hour or two of this nonsense, I walked up to him and I said, listen, Mr. Ravenscroft, I need to apologize to you. I said, I asked you to do that for my mom and everything. And he cuts me off. And he puts his arm around my shoulder and he walks me over and he holds out his arm and he has his Rolex on. Thing's got to be 20 years old, 50 years old of it today. Beautiful watch. He goes, you see that watch? I said, uh-huh. He says, got five more just like it. Don't ever be afraid to let them know what you got. And he was hell of a guy. And then I was talking, and all of a sudden I realized, I remember someone told me years ago that Tony the Tiger was the guy who sang You're a Mean One. And I was like, so I asked him, I said, did you sing You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch? He went, You're a Mean One. And it was, I was like, wow. And I'm sitting there, man.
And then did you call your mom again?
Yes. But my mother at this point, she's starting to drink now. She's like, Jerry, just stop. But it was just so cool because I was sitting there. I mean, you and I have both met a lot of famous people, and we're friends with some of them. But, man, I got to have drinks with Tony the freaking Tiger. That was just cool. To this day, It's something I'll never forget because I got to meet Tony the Tiger. But that, if you remember the old Tony B film, that was his real voice. There was no compression. There was no enhancement. There was no bass adjustment. That was his real voice, was Tony the Tiger. How would you like to have those pipes?
It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not a bad sound.
I don't think he had much of a jump shot, though.
You don't know that. With a name like Thurl, what was his name?
Thurl Ravenscroft.
That sounds like a guy with a jump shot to me.
Yeah, but he couldn't go to the hole. I don't know. Actually, you know what? When you think about it, yeah, it does. That has like one of those Otis Birdsong type names, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a basketball name. Yeah. Thurl Ravenscroft. Ravens.
Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, Kolsky, I have Tony the Tiger was a hoopster.
Apologize to Tony the Tiger.
Well, actually, there's a commercial now for Frosted Flakes where the people are playing horse, except they're playing with the words tiger, if you've seen the commercial. So, yeah, I take that back. Tony the Tiger, all about the round ball. Went to Memphis, as a matter of fact.
How do we get into that? How do we even get into these things?
Yeah, but that, no, truthfully, that was, until the day I died, that'll be something. Not, you know, I didn't ask for his autograph or anything like that, but just the fact that I was talking to this man, and you know, every so often I would just close my eyes and listen while he was talking, and it was so cool.
And I bet
cool.
He found that charming as well.
I don't know, whatever. I was probably drunk. But the truth of it, I mean, not for like an extended period of time, but when I blanked me, I'd hold it for like a second or two, and just when he was talking. And Kolsky, I'm telling you, that was one of the coolest experiences of my life. It really, really was.
Yeah, Tony the Tiger.
Yep.
You happy you got that out?
Yeah. Well, that and Rocky Squirrels from my hometown. Other than that, that's my
home. That's a lady, right?
June Foray, yeah.
Yeah.
The late June Foray.
Yeah. Sad story.
Well, no, she made millions and millions of dollars by that was her natural voice, by the way, that Rocky Squirrel. That's how she talked. That was her real voice.
Really?
Yep.
That's a weird voice.
Yep, but it made her a lot of money. She's a good looking woman in her day too. I mean, I saw pictures of her when she was like in her 20s and 30s. Choo. She was a spinner. Anyway, let's talk some hoops.
Goodness gracious, Jerry.
What? I can't have a thing for Rocky Squirrel?
I don't even know how to answer that.
Jerry Burke, are you new?
Not new. Just
disturbed right
just
now.
Just continuously amazed.
Thank you very much.
Just, yeah, I mean, thank you is one way to, yeah. Anyway, yes, I did want to talk some NBA basketball. I mean, we're
getting there.
Semi-significantly heading down the home stretch. Yeah. 20 to 25 games left for most teams. And I mean, this is a little bit Homer fan-centric on my part, but I watched – did you happen to catch the big ABC game today, Jerry?
No, I did not catch the big ABC game today because I slept until about 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, that's good work by you.
Thank you. Well, I fell asleep on my hammock last night, and it started to rain. I have a hammock.
Jerry, let's not get into another story.
No, I fell asleep. No, it was nice
the
last night.
The Knicks.
Yeah, oh, God, the Knicks are bad. How bad are the Knicks?
Okay, so I took two things away from this game. First of all, oh,
the Knicks
God,
are bad.
And you know, Carmelo Anthony on offense and Tyson Chandler on defense have never been more alone. They're just
yeah, you're right. Access to God. It, really, you're
two
right.
lonely men on their individual sides of the court, and it's ugly to watch. They're a pathetic mess.
I will say one thing about Tyson Chandler, though. You know what? You wouldn't think he was on a bad team the way he plays. I mean, he does play. He plays.
He plays hard.
Yeah,
I love Tyson. Yeah. I have a soft spot for Tyson. But the point I was making is that in addition to seeing Knicks team that absolutely stinks, I've been down on my Bulls this year since the Derrick Rose injury. I took it really hard. I've been in a kind of a pit.
Yeah, I've been.
But I watched this game today, and I am newly energized for the Chicago Bulls. I am rejuvenated in my Bulls fandom, and I can tell you exactly why.
Rejuvenated to what point?
To the point that I would say I'm fully on board for the playoff run.
Really? See, 2 weeks ago you didn't. 2 weeks ago you said, "Okay, they'll get there." What good is it though? You did say that.
Well, I
was paraphrasing, but yeah.
And I felt that way much of the year, right. But I've had to get over that because they won't stop playing hard, so I shouldn't stop rooting for them.
Damn, Skippy.
And I'll tell you what, if things break just right, at the very least, they can really give Miami or Indiana a real fight and make it really tough on one of those teams, right. Whichever one
that's fair.
They end up facing.
At least make it a tough six-game series as opposed to getting, you know, just winning in and out four or five.
Maybe even seven. Who knows. Joakim Noah is one of the most versatile, impressive players in the NBA.
He's playing damn good ball.
He's playing like an absolute superstar right now. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of guys that can do a couple things well.
Uh-huh.
And, again, they defend their butts off and they play hard all the time. What do you want? What more do you want from a basketball team? If that's not good enough for you.
Right, that's short, their best player. Gotta keep that in mind, too.
Yeah. Exactly. And Joakim Noah, another triple-double today. 13 points, 12 rebounds, 14 assists from your center. He's just...
Name the last center to have double-digit assists in a game. I mean, really, it doesn't happen very often.
Joakim Noah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the time before that, him too. So, again, I can't say enough good things about him. Tom Thibodeau, there are things you can criticize, but he gets his guys to play hard and he gets his guys to play defense, and that means wins. So... I'm really hopping on board with this Bulls team. They signed Jimmer Fredette, which only is another ridiculous thing to get excited about.
The equipment manager just sees these names and it's like, Jesus, are you kidding me? Really?
Right, exactly. It provides little value, but it's a cause celeb. So that to me, they are one of the real interesting teams because, first of all, as you said, without their star player, who it does not appear like has any real shot of coming back this year, they are still arguably the third, certainly one of the top four teams in the Eastern Conference.
Sure.
That's very impressive. Yeah. And in their own right, without Derrick Rose as the team that they are today, they'll be in the playoffs, and they're likely to have an effect on the playoffs.
Sure.
I'd be surprised if they don't win at least one series. So...
And, of course, it depends on the seeding,
too.
Yeah.
Here's the other part of that, though,
yeah.
is now you've got a team that, without Derrick Rose, has been this good.
Right.
That's a real selling point when they go into this offseason.
For free agents, yeah.
For free agents, they have a lot of chips that are valuable in sign and trade. They have right. Carlos Boozer, who they can amnesty if they want to just go sign somebody. Melo is potentially out there. Lance Stephenson is potentially out there. So there are guys that you can say, we're adding you and Derrick Rose to a already pretty darn good basketball team.
And also, don't forget, there's one team, and I hate to keep harking on them. I don't want to sound like a homer either, but there's one team out there with a lot of first-round picks in the next couple of years that I'm sure would be more than willing to listen to any team that has something they want to offer up for one of those picks. So I mean, you don't necessarily have to get somebody who's already in the league. You have the Boston Celtics out there who have a bunch of first-round picks over the next X amount of years. You can talk to them, too, because there's some nice players coming out of college.
We'll see. I just think that the way the Bulls have played, that could have a real effect on the way the NBA offseason shapes up. But way before we get to that, coming down the stretch, the other team – that I think, I don't know, it becomes one of the most interesting teams in the league almost every year around this time. But this year, I think is particularly interesting is the San Antonio Spurs, who once again...
just won't go away.
Well, they just hang right there.
Yeah.
If they're not the number one seed, they're number two. They're right around it. They play well. They start to coalesce. Tony Parker came back tonight and looked solid. Had 22 points.
They still screwed up Evan Longoria thing. How did he do
whatever
that?
they beat the Mavericks tonight, and that's a pretty good basketball team. Obviously, the Texas rivalry. So, one of the big stories throughout the course of the year has been, will the Spurs have enough down the stretch? Because they haven't performed great against the top teams so far this year.
Right.
And I just think once again you have a case where it's a team coming into its own. You know, Kawhi Leonard was hurt for a significant amount of time. In fact, I'm not even sure.
And the thing with the Spurs is a big deal. Is Greg Popovich makes a big deal.
He will know how to
drive that ship down. You know,
right.
Steer
you've got
ship
the best coach
playoffs.
In the NBA.
Yeah.
You've got Kawhi Leonard returned healthy. You've got Tony Parker coming back to health. You've got a Tim Duncan who is not playing too many minutes, and for the most part is reasonably fresh as far as
right, and that's what makes Popovich is a good coach. He will know how to steer the ship toward going into the playoffs to make sure everybody is either healthy, and if not healthy, then you'll know how to make sure people have been rested enough where at least they're fresh going into the playoffs.
And they're almost certain to have home court advantage against everybody with the exception of the Thunder. Yeah. So, boy, they're a terror heading into the playoffs as well. Anyway, we'll get into a little more of this later. But those are the two games today that I went, about was watching the way the Bulls beat up on the Knicks and then seeing the Spurs with Tony Parker coming back, starting to get back to health. It's they're both a little scary.
Uh-huh. I want to talk about Toronto. I want to talk about Toronto, too. That's a
we
team.
Can, you know what?
They've been playing well lately.
We'll get to that on the other side of the news. We'll come back next and wrap this hour. It is Sports Overnight America. That's Jerry Burke. I'm Matt Kolsky. Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Sirius XM Channel 92.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time? You own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Your blood pressure is 120 over 80. Your EKG shows a good sinus rhythm. No evidence of ischemic changes. Your electrolytes and metabolic panels are within normal limits. Chest X-ray is clear and prostate screens are fine. So we can have sex now.
About a minute before the top of the hour, if we were going to do an update, which we don't have time for, it would have been brought to you by LiverGuard. You would have gone to livergard.com. You would have typed in the coupon code the word great. You would have gotten a great deal. Isn't that just damn skippy how that skips out that way? I'm sorry, did you say something?
No, I'm just saying you would have gotten a great deal.
Yeah, they would have delivered anywhere. It would have helped prevent that alcohol hangover. But as we've said here many, many times, you want to avoid the hangover altogether. Just don't mix your drinks. Keep them in separate glasses. But if you don't want to listen to me and you want to get drunk, you want to get hungover, go to livergard.com. 1-800-878-7529. Sirius and XM Channel 92. Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Radio Network. He's Matt Kolsky. I'm Jerry Burke. That's Led Zeppelin. News next. Woo-hoo. Sports Overnight America.
USA Radio News, I'm Richard Stewart. President Obama takes a break from the Ukraine crisis to hold potentially difficult talks on Monday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on U.S. efforts to keep Middle East peace negotiations alive. With time running out for a framework Israeli-Palestinian deal to salvage a troubled U.S.-brokered peace process, Obama and Netanyahu sparred in public comments in the run-up to a meeting that will also focus on Iran's nuclear program. Expressing, quote, extreme anger, end quote, toward the U.S. government, Afghan President Hamid Karzai said in an interview with the Washington Post that the war in Afghanistan was not fought with his country's interests in mind. A massive winter storm system packing cold air, snow, and freezing rain was bearing down on the U.S. East Coast, causing federal and local offices in Washington to close on Monday after it pummeled the central U.S. over the weekend. IRN USA News.
Do you wish you could look younger in just minutes? Listen to this real-life magical transformation.
In just 2 minutes, I literally watched my wrinkles, bags, and puffiness disappear. It didn't take 2 weeks or 2 days. It just took 2 minutes.
Experience your own 2-minute magic with Genie Beauty. No expensive surgery or scary injections. This clear serum is simple, affordable, and in 2 minutes you'll be saying,
I look younger, and I have simply flawless skin. It's magic.
Over 4 million people have experienced the Genie magic in just 2 minutes for free. Get your free 30-day trial offer, plus a free video with useful makeup tips from an Emmy Award-winning makeup artist. Just go to 2MinuteMagic.com. Watch the appearance of years of wrinkles and bags disappear for free. Go to 2MinuteMagic.com now for your free 30-day trial. Just pay shipping. Plus, you'll get a free video with makeup tips and tricks. Go to 2MinuteMagic.com. 2MinuteMagic.com.
The crisis in Russia and Ukraine is growing worse. Here's senior White House correspondent Connie Lawn.
The White House says President Obama spoke for 90 minutes with President Putin of Russia about the situation in Ukraine. The president expressed his deep concern over Russia's clear violation of Ukrainian sovereignty and territorial integrity, which they say is a breach of international law. The White House says the United States calls on Russia to de-escalate tensions by withdrawing its forces back to bases in Crimea and to refrain from any interference elsewhere in the Ukraine, but they say we have consistently said we recognize Russia's deep historic and cultural ties to Ukraine and the need to protect the rights of ethnic Russian and minority populations within Ukraine. Connie Lawn at the White House.
The U.S. Navy and local authorities were searching on Sunday for the pilot of an FA-18C fighter jet that crashed during a training mission near a Nevada air base, the Navy said. This is IRN USA News.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For almost 2 decades, I've been helping families build home businesses. Many have been astounded at what they've been able to achieve. Today, I want to introduce you to my newest and most exciting home business concept ever. It's MaxAchieve.com. If you'd like to earn $500 to $5,000 or more a month working from home, check out MaxAchieve.com or call 800-801-3465. 800-801-3465.
Police arrested hundreds of young radical environmentalists protesting the Keystone XL project on Sunday as demonstrators fastened themselves with plastic ties to the White House fences and called for President Obama to reject the oil pipeline. President Obama will take his campaign to increase the minimum wage on the road in the coming week in an effort to build pressure on Republicans who oppose the raise. Obama will appear on Wednesday in New Bristol, Connecticut, alongside 4 New England governors to make the case, the White House said. It appears that February death totals in Iraq are astounding. Here's correspondent Precious Watson.
According to the United Nations, more than 700 people died in violence in Iraq in February, not including nearly 300 reported deaths in western Anbar province, where security forces have been battling Sunni Muslim rebels since January. The UN said local authorities had recorded 298 civilian deaths in Anbar, but that it could not confirm the figures independently due to the chaos in the desert region. Outside Anbar, the bloodshed was worst in Baghdad, where 239 civilians were killed, followed by another province to the north with 121 dead. A total of 1,381 people were wounded. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
EcoBank Chief Executive Thierry Tanot's contract must be terminated immediately, the bank's top shareholder, Public Investment Corporation, says in a letter to the bank's interim chairman. IRN USA News.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Hello, Radio Land. Are you ready? Because Matt is.
I'm all over the place. I'm wishy-washy. What do they used to call it, Kerry? I'm a flip-flopper. Flip-flopper.
He's broadcasting Wunderkind.
And now I'm confused again. Because now I don't think.
You're locked in for hour number two.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Sports Overnight America.
If you try it, your veins will melt or whatever.
Fair, balanced, and unbiased. It's your host, Matt Kolsky.
Where's that?
You don't have to sing along, Terry.
Where's
that? Nobody needs that. It is Sports Overnight America.
Damn Skippy.
We don't actually have any turntables, though.
Wiki.
We have two microphones and no turntable.
And we're also, some few other things we're devoid of, but we won't get into that right now.
I don't know where you were going with that.
Just be quiet.
A little offended. What are you saying?
Oh, no.
I have everything a young man could want or need. That
I'm low on ice cubes right now.
It seems like that's a regular complaint from you.
Yeah, it's either that or olives. I need to get a little refrigerator in here.
Yeah, well, I think that's the answer.
Or like a really hot barmaid.
To go get you olives and ice?
No, just to stand here and pour things for me, yeah.
That's interesting.
Actually, I like that.
Well, if we're all gonna get, you know, special assistance, that's... Seems like a fair deal to me.
I'm okay with it. I'm willing to share.
I mean, I don't want you to be the only one with a special assistant.
No. We couldn't have that. That wouldn't be fair. I like you, Matt. If I'm going to have special treatment, someone I'd like to see in a French maid outfit, I want you to have one, too.
All right. Well, I'm glad we agree. Get on that, Jerry. We'll come back and hopefully...
I'll go recruit at the clubs up the street.
Hopefully we'll be feted by attractive women, but if not, we'll just talk some sports. After all, it is Sports Overnight America.
That's a nice trade-off, yeah.
Sports Byline, Sirius XM Channel 92. I actually am going to get into some football and mental health issues coming up next. Sports Overnight America.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Mental illness or narcotic addiction?
That's a tough choice.
It's not the best way to start it off, Jerry. I was going to try to be serious about mental health issues.
Fell in love with a boy.
You have a problem with Reverend Jim Ignatowski?
Obviously, I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. From the TV show Taxi, really?
Sometimes, Jerry, sometimes I think you forget that I am not 50 years old like you.
I'm 48. All right. And also, I know.
Same difference.
I know who Abbott Costello were. Okay.
I mean, I know of the show Taxi. I don't know minor characters from it.
Minor characters? What are you talking about? It was a primary character.
Exactly.
One of the funniest, actually, it has been voted the funniest scene in television history was involved with Reverend Jim. And it was from that clip that you guys just played there, too.
And we're all very, very proud of you, Jerry. Are you done now?
You started it.
Hardly. Quite certain you started it.
It is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92, 1-800-878-7529. That's the number here. If you want to drop the White House a line, tell them what's going on with the Ukraine. It's 202-456-1616. Keep in mind they have caller ID. Ain't going to make that mistake again.
Goodness gracious.
What?
Okay. So here is where I'm going to start. At the NFL Combine, you may have heard about this, Jerry.
Oh, the cat from San Diego State who just said, screw it. God told him to just walk out, and he did.
Yeah, he did. He got measured. There's a running back named Adam Muema from San Diego State. He He was at the combine, considered a late round pick.
All right.
He left before doing any drills. Said God told him to leave the combine. He disappeared for 3 days, and when he finally called a friend to pick him up at the Fort Lauderdale airport, he said he'd been there the whole time, basically. And God told him to just stay in the airport. God told him to just hang out there waiting. Apparently, according to the friend that picked him up, God blessed him and had some people bring him some food at one point.
Okay, now, first things first. Here's where I have a problem with it. There are all these... Now, I'm saying this only as a Catholic school kid, okay? First off, these people who all say, God spoke to me. Now, if anyone has known anything about the Bible, if you ever hear a voice talking to you, it's one of two things. It's either what they call a seraphim, who is the voice of God, or you're crazy. God does not speak to you, according to the Bible. Go ahead. I'm just saying, that's just the way it is, okay?
Interestingly enough, Adam Moema says he communicates with God through numbers. I don't know exactly what that means.
I know what it means. I just don't want to say it out loud.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm not... There are funny parts of this. It is bizarre, but I'm not sure it's funny.
No, I think there's a problem with his woofer and tweeter. There is.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds to me like...
Someone who's hearing voices, that's normally not a good thing.
Schizophrenia.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
That's what that normally is.
Yes.
And again, it's not clear that he's hearing voices per se. Something about numbers is how God communicates with him. But, look, it's an interesting thing in sports because so many athletes, at least appear to be.
Uh-huh.
And
appear to be what?
Serious about their faith.
Serious about their faith. Okay.
Yeah. And so I think, it's normal, very normal in the sports world for people to thank God, for people to credit God, for people to, ask God for things.
Right.
But
unless you're a Cub fan, it doesn't work out usually.
Well, especially if you're a Cub fan. but this is... this reeks of actual serious mental illness.
And unfortunately for this kid, and I'm being all serious, unfortunately for this kid, even if, let's just say for the sake of argument, God did talk to him, or he does have a problem and he does get it fixed or treated or what, he's done. There's no team that's going to take a chance on this kid anymore.
It's going to be really hard because he wasn't a high draft pick in the first place,
right? And even with that, I mean, did Barrett Robbins ever get a second chance? No.
No, I guess not.
Yeah. See,
and that kind of leads me to the other. I mean, I guess my point in bringing this up is that clearly this is someone who needs help, and I find it a little hard to believe that he went straight from normal running back at San Diego State to God's speaking to me and telling me to leave the combine.
Yeah, what kind of God would tell you to walk away from potentially millions of dollars too?
It's none of that stuff, Jerry. It's what I'm getting at here is that I think it's become increasingly clear that on a variety of levels, the football infrastructure in this country does not take care of its own.
You think this kid may have gotten one too many reps to the noggin?
Whether it has anything to do with his football career,
uh-huh.
I'm not saying that. I don't know that. I don't even know if that's, I don't even know that repeated concussions could cause that sort of thing. And I wouldn't want to speculate on what specifically might be wrong with him, but I think what we can clearly say is something's wrong with him. And what I am saying is that someone who leaves the combine because God talked to him and told him to leave the combine strikes me as someone that probably – there were probably warning signs before that.
Okay,
event.
All right, I'm going to play devil's – no pun intended – devil's advocate here. Back in 1977, George Foreman, I believe he was 27 or 28 years old at the time? He loses a 15-round decision to Jimmy Young in Puerto Rico. He's lined up to get another fight with Ali, and all of a sudden he's in the dressing room after the fight, He says he sees and hears God. He didn't fight again for 10 years. And the only reason he came back is because he needed money. And you're going to tell George Foreman there was something wrong with him?
I don't know, but here's what I could tell you.
Okay.
George Foreman was in a sport where he was taking repeated blows to the head, and I'm sure people were concerned about his well-being and did talk to him. And separately from that, George Foreman was a heavyweight fighter, a singular individual, a bizarre individual, mind you, who had all sorts of strange behaviors, and a guy in control of and on watch for his own career. In other words, you may be right that someone maybe should have checked on George Foreman's brain at that time, but George Foreman...
He seems fine now.
It's not that, Jerry, but George Foreman was just George Foreman the boxer.
Right.
This is a kid who is part of the San Diego State program who is, you know, if he's at the combine, in all likelihood has an agent and people around him.
And the talent just to get there in the first place. You have to take, you know, it's not like...
Well, right, but I'm not talking about that. You're not listening to me at all. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about... There are a ton of people around him that should be helping him. And I want to generalize this more to football with regards to the Richie Incognito situation.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you're aware, but Richie Incognito is in a psych facility.
He's getting
turned himself in to a psych facility to get treatment for his own issues. He also, before doing that, reportedly smashed his own Ferrari with a baseball bat.
Right.
And obviously, we know...
And his insurance isn't going to cover that, I can guarantee you.
Well, I don't think that's the biggest concern. But obviously, we know his history with regards to the Jonathan Martin thing. And I've come down awfully hard on him, and I'm not taking any of that back. But I think quite clearly, this is a guy who needed help as well. And again, I don't mean to suggest that Richie Incognito has taken – I mean, obviously Richie Incognito has taken a number of shots to the head. I don't mean to suggest that him being kind of a jerk and doing all these horrendous things is a result of head shots at all. What I am saying is that clearly Richie Incognito has been behaving in an inappropriate fashion and been acting a certain way and being quite obviously not the sort of person – who you'd want to be around in normal society, civil society, for a long time. He's been that way. And in all likelihood, coaches and agents and everyone else around knew about it. And
Charles Haley is a perfect example of that. No one
exactly. And there's just ignoring it, which I think is often the case. But even beyond that, I would say a lot of times guys like Charles Haley or Richie Incognito are looked at and someone who knows they need help to be a functional human being thinks that if they get that help, they might not be as good a football player and specifically doesn't do that for them.
Have you read Fear?
And I think that's a real problem.
That I could see that. Have you read Fear Strikes Out?
I have not, but I'm aware of it.
Fear Strikes Out is Jimmy Pearsall. Here's a guy who, in the minors, started showing some behavioral issues, to put it mildly, and then it was brought up to the Boston Red Sox. And really, truth of the matter is, and I hate to say this, I don't want to sound like I'm being an ass about it, but some of the things he did were hilarious, and people agreed that they were hilarious. But Jimmy Pearsall was a very sick man, very sick man. Jimmy Pearsall literally cracked up. Now, the whole thing that you saw in the movie with him climbing the backstop, that never happened. You have to read the book, actually. But Jimmy Pearsall went and got some help and then came back and had a nice little 17-year – look, he played 17 years in the big leagues. I don't care if he hit 110. He was a 270.
Not only that, he ended up being a broadcaster.
Right.
He was able to get his life together in a meaningful way.
It's in a meaningful way. But the thing is, sometimes people can see things in people and just think – and it takes a while for you to realize that there is really something wrong. This is just not someone being an ass, that there is something wrong. And with Pearsall, it took – and, of course, that was a different time. This was the early
50s. Yeah, that's the thing. That's a long, long time ago, and we knew much less about mental illness and brain chemistry and things like that. And I don't think it takes a genius to notice that someone like Richie Incognito has real problems. And I think he's been kicked off of virtually every football team he's been a part of for – 10 years.
But if he had the talent of Charles Haley, I'm telling you, there's a good Charles Haley. They let Dallas and the Niners let a lot of things go with Charles Haley, and he has five Super Bowl rings.
That's Charles Haley. I would say similar things about. Although again, even that in the 80s and 90s, it was a very, very different time. We, in the last 10 years, really since the turn of the millennium,
right,
have understood so much more,
sure,
about mental health,
right,
and our the awareness level of getting people help.
And the sensitivity level as well.
Stigma and the sensitivity level. Right. It's all increased so much. There's no excuse for someone along the way.
Pull somebody aside and say there's something wrong here.
Incognito. I think he's a bad person, and I think he deserves everything he gets. But this all could have been avoided, and maybe he could have led a more functional, peaceful existence in the locker room, off the field, if somebody had tried to get him help a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that could have been anyone from his college career to several NFL teams. When
to his freaking roommate,
he was kicked off multiple college teams.
Yeah.
And it's just, in football, maybe more than in any other sport, players are meat. And
oh, sure,
when they cease being valuable meat, they are often discarded without a second thought for the fact that they actually happen to be, outside of being football meat, real people that are going to have to live in the real world at some point. And, you know, I guess that's this Adam Muema thing, as much as there are more, you know, sort of sideshowy, funny elements to it than the Incognito Martin scenario, and as much as, you know, look, it seems like the kid's home safe, everybody's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It strikes to me of another situation where someone should be taking better care of this kid, and it should be someone who is making money off of him, like the university.
All right.
Or
when we come back, I want
this team somehow. All of that.
When we come back, there's two people I want to throw out there, and I want you to tell me what you would have done with them.
Okay.
All right. We come back.
See what we can figure out. Sports Overnight America. That's Jerry Burke. I'm Matt Kolsky. You're listening to Sports Byline or Sirius XM Channel 92.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You imbecile! You bloated idiot!
We are back.
Can't go wrong with Peter Lorre, you know?
Overnight America. I expect you could.
No, I love Peter Lorre.
It could probably still go wrong if, you know, put him in the wrong situation. You never know.
Yeah. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Tis Matt Kolsky show, is it not, Matthew?
I guess it is. You said you wanted to give me a couple of guys. A
couple of guys I'm going to throw out there, both of them. Well, one's from the 80s, the other one early 90s, we'll say. Both names you know. Well, yeah, you're talking about the Richie Incognito thing, and, of course, this kid from San Diego State. Here's two names. When you think about that, oh, you're almost doing them a disservice. In my opinion, you were doing both of them a disservice by trying to make a career for them instead of taking care of them as people. Both of them end up tragically. Arch Sleaster and Lawrence Phillips. Now, Arch Sleaster,
I've never heard that name in my life.
You've never heard Arch Sleaster?
Nor do I think any of our audience.
You want to bet? Arch Sleaster is probably the saddest story in the history of the NFL. It was the first round draft pick. This guy was out of Ohio State. Was a 4-year starter there. He was a compulsive gambler in college. Everybody knew it. Everybody. This was a guy who took his signing bonus and blew it in 3 days. This is the guy who had mobsters showing up at the Baltimore Colts facility in Owings Mills to get their money. This was a guy that was suspended. He's been arrested. I believe at least 30 times. He's now finally gone for life, basically. And of course, we know about Lawrence Phillips. You don't know about Arch Sleaster. That's a very famous story.
All right,
story.
Jerry, let me tell you something right now, just to make a point about Arch Sleaster, who I'm sure shines bright in your memory. I just found, in Googling Arch Sleaster, I found a list of the 50 most infamous criminals in sports history. Mm-hmm. What number do you think Arch Sleaster is?
He's got to be number one.
48, Jerry. That's 48? That's where Arch Sleaster stands.
Really?
Just so we understand.
Well, he never killed anybody.
So
let's put it that way.
Feel like a jerk.
He never killed anybody.
Yeah, exactly. He's give me a break.
We're talking about, read this. If you're going to chance, read this. He's been on ESPN a couple of times. This is just somebody who you want to talk about. I mean, you're talking about there's meat.
The point is, I don't know what you do with Arch Sleaster.
What do you do with
Phillips, I think, is a perfect example of exactly this thing.
Okay.
He ran hard. He was a beast on the field. He ran through tackles.
Right.
He's a vicious running back.
He was also a vicious person.
Exactly. And I suspect many people said, oh, don't take that viciousness out of him. He'll lose his edge.
And Dick Vermeil said, I could fix him, remember?
Well, Dick Vermeil may be the exception to this rule. He cries at the drop of a dime and seems to be a sweetheart of an old man. Yeah. But Larry Phillips did not ever get his stuff together.
No.
Now, if you had taken football away more substantially at some point, would he have gotten his stuff together? Who knows? Maybe he's a lost case. I have no idea. But, you do see this a lot.
Yeah. Maurice Clarett's another one you had to see this coming. He was another perfect example of someone you had to see. So what?
There are so many opportunities along the way to get help for people like this, and there are so many and so much. There's so much good incentive to do so.
Right. Fix yourself. Look, fix it. If you can earn a living as an athlete, look, fix yourself. I got news for you. If it takes 6 months to fix yourself, if you're good enough to earn a living as a football player, baseball player, whatever, they're going to sign you. There's no necessarily – you don't have to get pushed into it. If there's something wrong with you and somebody knows it, I don't understand. If you know there's a guy – you want Lawrence Phillips, perfect example, a guy who has all the talent in the world, but this is somebody who really is messed up. What is the harm in somebody saying, you know what, let's fix this guy first and then give him a football career? Where's the problem in that? What's the hurry for everybody?
That's what I'm trying to say is I think part of it goes beyond, oh, we won't have him for 6 months. It's not about that. It's about, A, if we make Richie Incognito a nice guy, will he be any good at football?
Well, okay, now there's, you know what, there's some validity to that.
And secondarily, well, there shouldn't be, though.
Well, and I'm going to explain why. Yeah. I know some people who have bipolar disorder, and the medications they take, and they said it makes them feel like a zombie, and they don't even feel like themselves. If you're Richie Incognito, that's got to be a terrifying thing to have the prospect of. Especially when you're in a field considered the violent field that they're in. If you're going to be going onto a football field and you're feeling just basically like you're right down the middle of the road as more or less a mental zombie, when you have somebody 300 pounds on the other side of you who's not a mental zombie, whose major concern with your consciousness is separating you from yours, that's got to be a terrifying thought.
So what you're saying is it would be better to just embrace the mental illness in as much as it helps him play football.
I'm not saying there's a right answer to it.
There is a right answer. It's a simple right answer. He should treat it. If he has a mental illness, it should be treated.
I could see where that's scary to him or other people. As far if they wanted him to have a career, or if people have a vested interest in him having a career, I could see where that would be something that you would take into
only
consideration.
If those people have a vested interest in him having a career, and that's more than they have. Jerry, more than they have a vested interest in him.
And that's the NFL to a T.
That's the point.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why something needs to be done. That's exactly the point.
You're talking about a tax-exempt business that made $9 billion last year. You think they give a rat's ass about Richie Incognito?
No. We know they don't. We already know they don't.
I hope this never happens in my lifetime. The only thing that's going to get these people to straighten up is somebody's going to have to kill somebody. And then they'll say, oh, okay, well, okay, maybe we need to just think about this a little bit more. That's what's going to have to happen. You know it as well as I do.
I don't. In what way, what sort of killing do you think would help?
Somebody
football?
Pulling out a gun in a locker room and shooting somebody else. And they say, oh, well, he's had problems before. Maybe we should.
I don't think that's likely to happen.
You know what? It's the only business where it hasn't happened. It happens in the post office. It happens in accounting offices. It happens at TV stations. Why hasn't it happened in a locker room in an NFL yet is really surprising to me.
Well, because it's a very – I mean,
I'm not the only one.
I don't think that's an original thought.
Harry Edwards said the same thing. Guy from over at Cal, he said the same thing.
Well, I think he's getting a lot of attention. That maybe is a little bit over the top, to be perfectly honest.
Happy topic next.
Yeah, we'll try to cheer things up. I don't know, maybe what happened that's funny this week? Anything?
The Nets played.
It's a pretty good answer. I'll give you that. All right, maybe Oscar talk next.
There you go.
Cheer you up on Sports Overnight America.
Hey, developers, are your apps breaking? Users complaining? People freaking out? New Relic can help.
You can?
We can. New Relic is the easiest way for software developers to build faster, better-performing web and mobile apps.
Is it complicated and pricey?
Nope. It only takes 5 minutes to get up and running. Start getting code-level visibility into users using your apps in real time. See bottlenecks, spot bugs, and fix problems fast before they ever affect the people using your app. Plus, New Relic is free.
I'm in love.
Go to newrelic.com/radio in the next 5 minutes, and we'll send you a free T-shirt and give you 30 days of New Relic Pro for free. That's newrelic.com/radio right now for the shirt and the Pro monitoring tools. newrelic.com/radio.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
There's an Academy Award winner.
I can tell Jerry Burke playing favorites in the Academy Awards right now.
Peter Finch from Network won it posthumously in 1977.
Little 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Damn, little Strauss. Guy knew his stuff.
Also Sprach Zarathustra.
Very good knowledge, young man. Excellent knowledge. That's the name of the song, by the way.
Used to great effect by Stanley Kubrick.
And who did the voice of Hal? You remember?
I do not know.
Douglas Rain. That's some excellent Hal knowledge there.
Yeah, great work by you, as usual.
Thank you. Speaking of Kubrick, I was watching Full Metal Jacket was on earlier today. Watching it.
I watched the Oscars earlier today. You watched that?
I did not watch the Oscars. I was here, although I did find out on the Jimmy Kimmel show, I forgot that he was actually on Johnny Carson once. He did the post-Oscar thing. His show's down there on Hollywood Boulevard. I actually saw it down there when I was in October. So.
Oh, you went to it?
Yes.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Had a good time.
So, you see any of the big movies this year, Jerry?
I have not. You know, I have not seen that many movies this past year. I'm normally pretty good about it, but the ones I have seen, mostly documentaries and obscure art films that you probably would never have heard of, or porn. So
mostly porn. Let's be serious.
Mostly porn, but serious. Yeah. Hey, listen. Before we get into the Oscars, you want to talk to Jackson in Wichita?
No.
Okay.
Just kidding. Of course we want to talk to Jackson in Wichita. 1-800-878-7529 is the phone number. And Jackson, what's happening?
Hello?
This is Tim.
Oh, Jim, I'm sorry. I thought you said Jackson. I'm sorry. My fault.
Okay, no problem.
What's up?
Jerry, hold on. Wait.
I was in such a hurry to pick, because you were talking to me when I was picking up the phone. I thought he said Jackson because it sounded like my friend, the Jackson from Wichita who calls all the time. I apologize.
All right, Jerry.
Not a problem.
Put Jim back on hold for a second.
Hold on, Jim. Jim, where are you calling from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, good town, man.
All right, hold on.
Art Sleaster.
We are back on Sports Overnight America, the Sunday night edition.
Yes.
I am Matt Kolsky. Jerry Burke is very capably running the board.
Well, you were asking me questions while I was answering the phone.
Jerry Burke is making this show go right now, is what I'm saying to you people. And that is through the magic of radio and Jerry Burke's nimble fingers,
uh-huh.
We will now go live to Columbus, Ohio, where we will talk to Jim. Jim, what is happening?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Better now.
Better now. Thank you.
Hey, interesting little side note. I was in college when Arch Leister was there.
Uh-huh. So you're back like 81, 82, somewhere in there?
Exactly, right. Yeah. And, you know, he was an unbelievable quarterback. I think he was taken like third overall in the
draft. By the Colts, yeah.
Yeah, tremendously talented. But a little bit more information, like some bad things really did happen. His family had a huge farm, and his father bailed him out so many times that his dad ended up losing the farm, ended up committing suicide. So, I mean, the trickle down from Arch Leister's.
And the thing is, he had a gorgeous wife and a couple of really great kids. They're gone.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, basically the only time they've seen him beyond being small children is in prison.
Right. And he's there. I think he just got sentenced to like 30 or 40 years now for his last fraud. So he's
he just bilked an old lady out of hundreds of thousands of dollars and promised her tickets. And so, I mean, it is a situation. I think it's a really interesting topic. And you, that's some of the things that you don't realize what happened. I just happen to know that because I'm in Ohio. But, the trickle down of some of these decisions, and I don't know, it seemed like he slipped through the cracks at Ohio State, the NFL. He was out of the NFL. Nobody really did.
And you know, Jim, I'm glad you brought up so much the college thing. You know, that was a different – in college back then, they were paying players, you know, basically out and open. But he's right about the Colt thing. It literally – I mean, I know some people who were in the Colts organization back then. And no joke, Colts, literally, there were mobsters showing up at their Owings Mills training camp during practice sessions – literally saying to Ted Marchabrota, get his ass over here. He owes us $50,000. Yeah, and the NFL did nothing. And the Colts did nothing. And they never did a thing.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think we're in a little bit of a different time now, but yet again, are we really? Because I'm not so sure that, I mean, the almighty dollar is really what drives that sport. And these guys kind of get cast aside. And almost like it's not our problem anymore. And so I think it's a great topic you guys talk about. It. And just because they're not in football anymore doesn't mean they are a lot of them are living miserable lives.
It's like the people, you know, there's the old saying, you know, the people we put in prison, you know, most of them are going to get out. What are you doing for them while they're in prison? It's the same thing with NFL players. What are you doing for them while they're in the NFL? Because someday's going to come where they're not going to be in the NFL. What kind of people are they releasing into society?
That day is coming sooner than later with the NFL, with almost every player.
Yeah.
And I think here,
I'm sorry,
here's an interesting thing. Listening to what Jim is saying about, he slipped through the cracks, essentially, at Penn State.
Ohio State.
My mistake. With Ohio State and again with the Colts is essentially, I don't know. Yes, in a way, that's what's happening. But I think it's a little more sinister than that, actually, because
You
talk about slipping through the cracks. You're essentially saying nobody knew any better.
Yeah, or
they
notice.
Did what they could. We didn't notice. I think what's actually happening is the more talented that person is, the more utility you can get out of them while they're under your control, the more you'll let things like that slip.
Steve Howe.
Exactly. And so as long as they are providing you with utility, you let their bad behavior go. And the moment that the utility ceases to be overwhelming, then they're of no use to you.
Here's a perfect example of that. Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Tyson is a good example.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is you're talking about mental illness versus, like, drug abuse. I mean...
Drug addiction and gambling are both considered mental illnesses now by the psychiatric. They're actually considered illnesses.
But they'll address the drug issue a lot more than they will, you know, quote the psychological issues.
True. That's true.
That's true.
And I think a lot of times that's because it's an easier fix.
Yeah,
because you can say, and it has more to do with being an easier fix for the cameras and for PR. You can say we sent Alden Smith to rehab. They let him out. Of course, we got to let him play football.
Right.
It's harder to do that with mental illness.
Yeah.
It's harder to say, oh, well, we sent him to the mental health facility, and he got
like I said, Barrett Robbins was in the prime of his career. He never saw another down in the NFL.
And people are aware that when you have a severe mental illness like that, when it's something that affects your life that dramatically, it's something you're going to have to deal with for the rest of your life.
Unless you're a painter or a guitarist, they're not going to let it go, you know?
Yeah. Hey, great topic.
Hey, by the way, Jim, a quick question. Your Buckeyes, they started out 15-0, have gone 7-8 since. What the hell's going on?
They're just not that talented this year.
That's pretty sums it up.
I'm a ticket holder. I've seen them play every game at home. I they had an easy preseason schedule, and they don't have any half-court offense. That's the bottom line.
Hell, Penn State beat them the other day.
Very good defensively, but they don't have any shooters. They've got LaQuinton Ross, and that's about it.
Well, you know what? They're such a well-led team. Aaron Kraft is such a tough, gutty player that they came out in midseason form and won a lot of games, but the reality is now that a lot of other teams are rounding into that midseason,
they lost
form,
to Penn State.
It's tough for them.
They got beat by Penn State, man.
Well, like
State
no, Jim's right though. There's just
they lost to Nebraska.
Yeah.
They don't have they don't have players that can take any. They don't have a lot of players that win individual matchups.
That's true.
And that's in the long run.
Know,
that's
absolutely. They we've had Evan Turner, we've had Jared Sollinger, Deshaun Thomas. We've always had that go-to guy and. Somebody
Greg Oden.
That took charge. Aaron Kraft's a great kid, 3.9 pre-med student.
Oh, great
but
he kid.
Has no offense. No offense.
he'll make a better doctor than he will a point guard, right?
You know what he has, Jim? He has every bit of offense that his physical body is capable of. That's what he has.
There you go. That's the exact point that a lot of people are missing. Is they're saying, what's wrong with this team? This team is who this team is. And it's just shown over time that it's not that they're underperforming.
They're just not that good.
It's just who they are.
Yeah.
They're just not that good. They're not as good as teams in the past. And, they're probably going to squeak into the NCAA and have an early exit, and we'll move on next year.
Losing to Robert Morris or something.
it's really weird. It's like, this has been the kind of season where you're absolutely right. They could lose to Robert Morris, or they could beat a really good team. You just never really know what you're going to get from them. But all in all, when it balances out, it's just not a great team this year.
Yeah, but they've been keeping you on your toes, if nothing else.
Hey,
yeah, you've had some barn burners. You've had some exciting stuff happen,
yeah.
That's for sure.
You know what? We've lived through this winter of about 10 degrees and 55 inches of snow on the ground, so it's giving us something to do.
It rained here in San Francisco this week. Oh, it was it was terrible.
That was one of – thanks for the call,
Jim. Thanks a lot,
Jerry.
Man. Talk to you later, man.
Hey, thank you. Have a great night.
I know you didn't see it. That was one of Ellen's – Ellen, I thought, was phenomenal on the Oscars
today. I love
Ellen
DeGeneres. Hey?
I like her silly brand of absurdity, and one of the great – thing she did was she came out early at the, I think one of the, maybe the first thing she said, in fact, when she came out on stage was, it's been, I don't know if people around the world or around the country realize this, but it's been really tough out here in LA.
It has
rained the last couple of days.
And meanwhile, back
and
east right
goes,
now.
Yeah. She goes, we appreciate your thoughts. And we accept your prayers.
I constantly piss off friends of mine back east. I'll go on Facebook. Oh man, it's drizzly in 59. Meanwhile, they're back there, in Springfield, Massachusetts, where it's like 3 below 0. I got 2 feet of snow. They're like, shut up, Jerry. We got about 2.5-3 minutes left here.
I like
Matt.
To go. I know how much time we have.
I know.
Left,
I'm just
Jerry.
Saying.
For God's sakes, I prefer to go with something on the order of. What is this strange substance falling from the sky? I don't recognize this thing.
Why
is my hair suddenly wet? What's happening here?
I told you, I had a big-time dose. I went back to Pennsylvania and Maryland back in December, flew right into that first blizzard they had. And I hadn't, last time I saw snow was back in March up at Yosemite, and it was still 65 degrees. I got news, man. I got off the plane in Philadelphia. I was like, woo. I'm a Californian, man. I can't deal with this anymore.
Yep. I got no plans to go east anytime.
No, I mean, I'm going to Memphis in April or March. I think I'm risking it.
If you go east, you got to go south too.
Yeah.
That's the trick.
Although, you know what? For those of you listening on Sirius or XM Channel 92, or if you're listening to us right now on 3WE in Atlanta, I mean, I understand.
Atlanta's not safe.
Atlanta's not safe anymore. I mean, yeah, get 2 inches of snow, shuts down the whole city.
Well, hey, man, unless you got Chipper to come rescue you on an ATV, you're in a lot of trouble.
Damn Skippy.
They had the whole city literally locked up in traffic.
With 2 inches of snow.
Well, but Jerry, can you imagine if it snowed 2 inches in the Bay Area? Bridges would collapse.
Oh, hell. Matt, if it's more than 80 degrees for 3 straight days here, they shut the city down.
Well, yeah, we like it in the sweet spot, 60 to 80.
With fog.
24/7,
with fog.
A little bit of fog, a little bit of sunshine.
Oh, martinis go so well with fog.
I'm never a big fog guy. I'd rather see the sun.
See, I live in the Mission, so that's all I have is fog.
That's not true. Mission's sunny.
In the outer Mission. Yeah, okay, for about 2 months out of the year.
Yeah, I guess you're not in the real Mission. That's the problem.
Yeah, I'm in the
you
outer
gotta
Mission.
Get up into that sunny Mission.
Nope, not me. I'm down in the Valley Mission.
This is a scintillating San Francisco neighborhood conversation.
We're just killing the last minute here before I go to a break, basically.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap this hour. That's Jerry Burke. I'm Matt Kolsky.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a sad thought for the end of the hour. I'm worrying about someone who's important to me. And those worries are starting to get really serious.
Oh, man, I appreciate your concern.
It's not you.
Really?
I could care less about you. It's Sports Overnight America, Jerry Burke with Matt Kolsky, Sirius XM Channel 92 and Sports Byline.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Yeah, I was definitely in the right. That geezer is cruising for bruising.
Sad story, ladies and gentlemen. Today, at the Honda Classic, Tiger Woods...
No.
...withdrew...
No!
...due to back pain.
No!
It was clear something was going wrong.
Oh!
He was 5 over.
Oh, my God!
...on the front.
How will he survive?
Well, I'm just, you know, look, I've always been a guy that said Tiger would get back to that mountaintop, that he would win.
You did. You swore blind when he came
back.
He would
win majors.
You did.
He would win, and he would catch Jack. And I still think he'll win another major or two, but for the first time, my faith in him catching and beating Jack, Nicholas, that is, is starting... My faith in that is starting to waver. There's always a new injury. There's always a new failure at a big tournament.
Well, he hasn't started wearing pants like John Daly yet, so he's got that going for him.
Well, I guess. I'm just not sure he ever gets it back enough
win. I think he's done.
I don't think he's done.
Not done, but you know what I mean.
But I don't know that he gets, what does he need, 4 more?
Something like that, yeah.
It's going to be tough, Tig. But I'm with you, bud. I care and I'm with you.
I hope he can make his mortgage payment this month.
Love you, Tiger.
Love you, Matt.
News is next. I love you too, Jerry.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline, Sirius XM, Channel 92.